The Two Travelers. So, now you can understand why old Philemon spoke so sorrowfully when he heard the shouting of the children and the barking of the dogs. "I never heard the dogs so loud," said the good old man. "Nor the children so rude," answered his wife. They sat, shaking their heads one to another, while the noise came nearer and nearer, until they saw two travelers approaching on foot. Close behind them came the fierce dogs, snarling at their very heels. A little farther off ran a crowd of children who flung stones at the two strangers with all their might. Both of the travelers were very poorly clad, and looked as if they might not have money enough in their pockets to pay for a night's lodging. "Come, wife," said Philemon to Baucis, "let us go and meet these poor people. No doubt they feel almost too heavy-hearted to climb the hill." "Go you and meet them," answered Baucis, "while I make haste within doors and see whether we can get them anything for supper." And so she hastened to the cottage.